here at Rosie on the House, talking about real estate, talking about your house, talking about home remodeling, repair. We're also going to talk a little bit about staging and what that can do for the listing price of your home, as well as the time frame involved in getting it done. John, I have to tell you, as long as you're here, I'm going to kind of beat up on your industry a little bit.
That's fine. You know? At least I'm here to defend it. So we got both sides, right?
I tell you, we take a lot of calls from a lot of people buying and selling homes all the time. And I'll tell you, this flipping thing that became almost viral in the residential.
Right, this TV show on for a while.
Oh, man. And it's true rough. In Phoenix. It's true in Tucson. I've talked to Tom Campbell of Long Realty about it as well. A lot of these flippers, I tell people when they're buying, look, if you're going to buy a flipped home, you don't buy it without the list of every licensed contractor that was on that property. Because so many of these flips, what did you call them?
Lipstick flips. Where it's just pretty on the outside, but not a lot of internal work done there.
Hidden junction boxes behind drywall mud, things done not to code, things done without a building permit.
Right.
I tell you, and there is no, you have no recourse.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no recourse.
Yeah, once
you
buy that house, you've done your inspections, you've gone through the process. If it was a licensed contractor, that's a different story, right?
Big difference.
A whole different situation. So, yeah, we really encourage our buyers to do a thorough job investigating that home. And I think that's great advice, Rosie. Absolutely.
It is.
You don't want to get surprised. You get down the road and you get, oh my gosh. We got all these problems and nowhere to go to
lipstick
get them
solved. Lipstick flips. That's a new one for me. I'm going to remember it. Now, a lot of people ask me all the time, I'm thinking about listing my home. What should I do? What should I remodel? What should I fix up? And that's where I'm glad where you brought Chrissy in, and we can kind of talk about that. Chrissy, what do you tell people when they ask you, okay, what? It's incredible to me. People fix their home up just as they're getting ready to list it.
Yep, absolutely. We hear that, Chrissy, don't we, all the time?
Oh, every time.
Oh, my gosh, I wish I had done this 10 years ago and enjoyed it. And then also it would help me get my home sold. So.
Right. But I think the first thing people need to do, as soon as the decision is made that you are ready to move, you're ready to put your house on the market, the very first thing you need to do is start packing. And I think people don't want to do that. They are very sentimental about their stuff and their spaces, and they feel comfortable in their home and they think everyone's going to walk in and love it. And the truth is, what happens when we live in a home for any number of years is things just start to grow all around us. And so I tell people the first thing you do is declutter, and then you declutter again, and then you declutter again.
Yeah. Declutter, enemy number
one. And then have the yard sale.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Yep.
Enemy number one, clutter.
And then beyond that.
And you know what? People jump to the conclusion clutter means messy. I think if you were to walk through my house, Jennifer, what do you think would be the first thing she'd say? Box up some of these books.
Well, yeah, we could start a library.
Yeah, I mean it would. And that's my clutter. Mm-hmm. The books are my clutter.
Right. It doesn't have to be trash. It's just stuff. It's stuff that we want to live with. So it is hard to start putting things away at that point when you don't know how long your house is going to be on the market. You don't want to put all your books away if you might be there for another 3 or 4 months or longer. But
I've got closets of artwork because we don't have enough wall space.
Well, I tell people, you know, all these things, either you want to move these things with you, and if you do, put them in a box. They need to start on their way. Or if you go through this process of decluttering, you might find that you really don't need all those things. You don't want all that history going with you to the new place. You're going for a fresh new start, and why not lighten the load before you go?
There you go. I tell people sometime before they list their house, go shopping, go home shopping, and see what a nicely staged, decluttered home. What feeling you get when you walk in that?
Mm-hmm. Especially a model home. If you think about a model home, it's got half the stuff your house does, like literally. And so it's not an exaggeration to say people could get rid of half their stuff, and that might be about the right ratio to make it look unbelievable.
And I don't mean just the knickknacks, even furniture. I mean, I recommend people get a storage unit because if they clear the visual space for the buyers that are coming in, they're going to make those their homes, those rooms feel larger. Those people are going to be able to envision their own belongings in the space. If there's too much in there that's yours, it's just very difficult for people to have vision, I think, for what a home could become.
Now, what is this? And we call this staging. You know, let's get the house ready to show. When we do that, are you increasing your listing price, John?
Typically, you're increasing this, or decreasing, I should say, the time you will be on the market. So it's not necessarily that you're going to add a whole lot to your price, but you will certainly sell it faster. We can statistically show that. And yeah, as a function, if you've got a lot of people bidding on the house, you know, if you sell it very quickly, that is powerful as a negotiating tool.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a break for bottom of the hour news. We've got callers stacked up waiting to get in. There is an open line. If during the break you want to get in, we'll get to callers as soon as we get back at 1-888-767-4348. We're here with John Glutch from the Glutch Home Selling Team and Chrissy Brubaker.
Weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.